I want to say this. I want the viewer to understand that demons scream the loudest just before they're exorcised. These demons realize that we're winning, and we're winning big.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. That, of course, was Charlene Bollinger, and in this one, we discuss so much trans insanity. We discuss turbo cancer, and we discuss, of course, the toppling of our beloved republic at the hands of the crazed leftists and American Bolsheviks. Before we start this one, just a quick word about our sponsor. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Now, there were three bank runs in the last month. These are the second and third largest bank runs in U.S. history. The government is claiming to be taking steps to guarantee all deposits, but the bottom line is this: more money printing. The Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And it looks like the Fed may continue to raise interest rates, even if that means tanking the economy. These are frightening times, but do you know who are the ones who are not afraid? The people that have invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. So do your own due diligence. But I myself own precious metals. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. And if you like silver, that's an option too. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth now. And if you qualify, you can bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. These are the times that try men's souls, are they not? Now we know what it's like to live in a banana republic. The other thing that's really got me concerned here today is the reaction from the left. Do they not realize that we've been fighting for them too? We're fighting for their families. We're fighting for their freedoms. We're fighting for their liberties. I'm very glad to break down all of it and so much more today with my returning guest, Charlene Bollinger. She and her husband, Ty, own the site, thetruthaboutcancer.com, and that's going to play a key role in our conversation today too, guys. I've got quite a tweet to share with y'all. Charlene, welcome back.
Thanks, Sean. It's always good to be back here.
Well, you know what? I know that you are probably more connected with the Trump administration than I am. I think you've even been to Mar-a-Lago. Correct me if I'm wrong. But today, as we're having this conversation, April 4th, 2023, the president of the United States, not the puppet, not the guy who stole it, not the New World Order's choice, Joe Biden, who we're told got 81 million votes, but the guy who got 75 million legitimate votes and probably a lot more than that. Today, he's sitting in a court that's biased against him because they want to destroy the man. What are your thoughts, Charlene?
Yeah, well, you know, they're probably in line with your thoughts and a lot of your viewers here, which are ours as well. We love everybody that's fighting with us, and it takes all of us to do it. But yeah, I'm very disappointed. I'm upset, outraged, shocked. This is the first president that we've ever seen to have to go through this in the United States of America. We're supposed to be the land of the brave and the free. And right now we're seeing mal tactics happening against a president of the United States, which should not be happening. And you're right. Look at the Biden crime family. What is going on? I mean, we have the proof that they're tied to China financially, that this is a puppet it's a sock puppet, you know, for China and the other tyrants that are working very hard to take over our country. There's a lot of real crime there. Now, there was no money that exchanged hands from Donald Trump to this person. That's been proven. We can get into the details there, but we know that the people in New York that are doing this, they went into office with the intent to bring Donald Trump down. He has been under attack since he came down that escalator. We have stood with him from the time he came down the escalator. You know, I've become friends with Eric Trump, with Tiffany Trump. I admire this family. I love the fortitude that Donald Trump has. They're not going to win. I can say that right now. They may try to muzzle him. He may not be able to talk for a while. I'm talking to people behind the scenes that are working with him and his administration and the campaign that's going on. This has only emboldened the base, the freedom fighters, the patriots. I mean, you could see the line of Trump flags and people screaming. I mean, they're coming alive. They're electric. If maybe some of them went to sleep, they're no longer sleeping. So this is a bad move. This is waking up this amazing, beautiful sleeping giant. You know, on our Instagram page, I just posted a little sweet video of a man. I think he's in Michigan, an Amazon driver. He went to deliver a package and he saw that the American flag was out of place. So he fixed the American flag. He saluted to this flag and then he walks away back into his truck, not realizing somebody's actually filming him. It may have been the doorbell cam or something like that. The response to that was so beautiful. We have so many patriots that love this country. And Donald Trump is a leader of these patriots. They're not going to win. I can tell you that right now, Sean, and I think you agree. They're just going to make us win.
Well, here's what has me concerned. I'll do another screen share. Guys, we have so much information in this one to share. Stick with us here. NBC, 34 felony counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy. And the screenshot here that somebody put up, Hillary toasting. So here's my concern, Charlene. I'm coming back to you. We live in a banana republic. We know there was a coup in this last election. I argued that they couldn't allow Biden to be sworn in because it was a coup, but he was sworn in. So now here we sit, and now they are turning the apparatus of the U.S. government around on their political opponents. We've only seen that throughout history in banana republics. So although I would like to agree with you, I'm getting very concerned that we're getting very, very close to a Rothschild-style Bolshevik revolution. And I'm not saying that lightly. I'm saying the enemies of the republic are being unleashed on the republic. I don't know if you were following Twitter today, but these nutcases, these leftists that showed up in New York City, they are just filled with glee, and they must not care one iota about the crimes, the far more serious crimes of Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. But that's where we are in 2023.
Well, yes, the other side is vicious, violent, and disruptive to peace and all that is good. And we know that the Communist Manifesto and the goals and their agenda that's on the congressional record put there in the 60s, we know what they're doing to get this country to be busted up and rebuilt into a communistic country. Now, they need this to put together the New World Order. America is still, believe it or not, the best country on the face of the earth. It's still free. And as much as a clown show was we're watching and living through right now, we are still the freest and the most wonderful country on earth, honoring God. Now, yes, we do have the orcs running through the streets, but they want us to believe that's the highest percentage of the population. They're liars. It's not. They own the media. They bring in the little orcs and they're cooking the books on the media. So it's not as it seems, and it's not as bad as they paint it to be. We still outnumber them millions to one, many millions to one. There's so few that are doing this. They just so happen to own the media and the banks and so forth. So my advice to everybody has always been and still will be, get out of the system. They own the system. They built it for this reason. They have the borders open on purpose because, yes, they are trying to destroy this nation. They are going after Trump, and they've been going after him because he's a leader that loves the people. And he has done what it took while he was in office to fight back against these swamp creatures, this cabal that's in place. And so while it's discouraging to see, there are still people that are that uneducated. They don't understand that they're fighting for the people that are actually working for their own demise. Most of the people really are waking up. This is, I think, going to be a boomerang. I know it looks bad, but I think it's coming back and it's going to help us. And while we still have freedom, and we do still have freedom, there's still hope. They would have to do a lot more than they're doing now to really lock and load this New World Order on America. We still have so many guns. We still are growing our own food. We're still connected to our neighbors, all the things that we need to be. And people are waking up. They need to just say no to tyranny. In order for this tyrannical grab to work and to win, we the people have to acquiesce. We the people have to hand over our power. We will never hand over our power. And behind every blade of grass here in the United States of America is a gun. So good luck. Good luck with that.
Well, I got to tell you, I'd say good luck with that too, but I don't think that they're going to relent because they're willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And look, the Bolshevik Revolution, that actually happened in Russia, and it was a nightmare for what? Nearly 100 years? They ushered in communism, and we know that the Weather Underground, which was infiltrated by FBI whistleblower Larry Grathwall, he got these people on tape admitting that this was their goal, a communist takeover of the U.S. government. And by their own words, they said they'd have to re-educate 50 million Americans, and by their own estimate, some 20 to 25 million Americans would have to be exterminated because they wouldn't be able to be re-educated to the new ways of thinking. So I'm not saying it's that bad yet. I'm saying that's what we're up against, because these people so far have not started to round Americans up and put us in re-education camps, but they are now starting to target their political adversaries. And we only see that in banana republics. So I'm arguing that we're living in a banana republic. And as it pertains to the Bolshevik Revolution, let me play this. This is a states' rights thing here. So now we've got blue states and red states, and clearly all the craziness is coming out of the blue states. One like Minnesota, where the lieutenant governor just said this recently.
Because let's be clear, this is life-affirming and life-saving healthcare. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
Okay, so if that doesn't make you want to vomit, I'm not sure what will, my friends. So she actually said that, to which I responded, evidently, when your five-year-old crawls around on all fours barking like a dog and says, "Daddy, I'm a dog," you should feed him Elpo and then go and have him neutered. That's basically what this woman said. Charlene, I know you have kids. I have kids. I don't know if that woman has kids. I'm kind of thinking she probably doesn't, but I don't know. She's definitely brainwashed and insane either way.
Yeah, I saw that soundbite days ago, and it's disgusting. I mean, look what the country music awards just did. They're putting it in our face. We've got Bud Light. It's crazy. And here in Tennessee, we literally have been able to pass laws. I'm working with legislators and medical freedom activists and people fighting for the kids. We were able to pass laws here to protect the kids from being forced into genital mutilation and hormone blockers. They're being protected from that here in this great state. They're also being protected from the pornographic drag shows that are now visiting kindergartners and little kids and even babies in some cases. This is crazy, but this is a safe space for children and for families in Tennessee. So we then have the shooter come in to a Christian school and shoot up six people. And what is the reaction nationwide from coast to coast about that? This was a transgender person who hates Christians and hates our values and hates the fact that in Tennessee, we're standing for the kids. This is what they do. And what does the mainstream news do? And what does Bud Light do? And what does the Country Music Awards do? They all say, those poor transgenders, we just need to embrace them and love them. What? What about those poor little children? There was a nine-year-old girl that went into the hall with the shooter live and shooting. She pulled the fire alarm. And because of that, that they were alerted quickly, and she may have saved a lot of lives, but guess what? That little girl was killed by the shooter. She gave her life to save a lot of the other kids and teachers, but nobody's talking about that. They're talking about how we need to just be more supportive and understanding. And if we are, we'll have less incidents like that, that poor person. Are you kidding me? This is so upside down. But listen, I want to say this. I want the viewer to understand that demons scream the loudest just before they're exorcised. These demons realize that we're winning, and we're winning big. And they want to put an appearance as if they're winning. They're not. They're screaming really loud. They came to the Capitol and did what they did here in Tennessee after that too, because we're winning. We've got the laws on the book. They can't come after our kids now in Tennessee in that way. And it's spreading. This beauty is spreading to other states, and they're desperate. So just know the facts. I talked to my publicist yesterday telling her these facts, and she was shocked because she didn't know that's what happened here in Tennessee at the Capitol. And that was the force behind the shooter, and that we're winning here in Tennessee because the mainstream news isn't talking about it. And she keeps up with the trending news. We're winning.
Well, there are very interesting things happening in Tennessee. Maybe we can talk a little bit further about that. I want to do another screen share, though, because, I posited the other day when it was said that this man might be arrested for this nonsense, right? And what I posited was maybe he shouldn't surrender to this banana court, right? This banana republic court, because we know there was a coup. We are in a constitutional crisis, the likes of which I don't think we've ever been in. And Trump got it right when he said this. I believe this was in Waco, Texas. Listen up.
Either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be. We're at a very pivotal point in our country. Either we descend into a lawless abyss of open borders, rampant killings, super hyperinflation, which is what we have right now and not coming down, and festering corruption, or we evict Joe Biden and the Democrats from the White House and we make America great again.
All right. Well, I mean, that's the choice. I mean, this is what we're running out of options here, Charlene. We're running out of options. We're running out of time. I mean, imagine if for some reason Trump doesn't get back in 2024. And Biden or some other lunatic on the left becomes president, then what? Then where are we going? El Salvador? Then what? I mean, I'm serious. Then what?
Well, listen, Sean, there is nowhere else to go in the world. Okay, let's be clear about that. We moved to New Zealand when we had death threats and the establishment in place when we came out telling the truth about cancer, telling people after losing seven close family members from Ty's mother to his from his father to his mother and a lot of others to the conventional cancer treatments. We found the truth, put it out there, and we got death threats. They told us how they were going to kill each one of our children and what that looked like. They followed my husband home after that. They said that they were going to come and get us. They knew everything that he said. They knew where he worked. They knew where he lived. We were all fish food. We're dead. So they do. They follow him home and all this stuff is happening. So we moved to New Zealand to keep our children safe. This is how desperate these creatures are. They will stop at nothing to make us afraid and stop this work. But we're not afraid. We have God on our side. And so we're going to continue to do this work. And New Zealand was, we found, to be the test ground for this New World Order. They're rolling things out there first before the rest of the world. And we also lived in Panama, Central America. I mean, we know, and we've traveled all over the world into Europe and Asia, and there's a lot of great places and great people, but I'll tell you this, there's no place on earth like the United States of America. There's no place more free. There's no place that has the right to bear arms like we do, because if you look at history, there's a little documentary I saw, maybe 45 minutes. I don't even know who did it, but it's really well done. Innocence Betrayed is the name of it. If you could Google it and watch it, do so, but it chronicles history of gun confiscation and gun control. And with every tyrant that comes in and kills his people, he first comes in and takes the weapons, takes the guns. And once that happens, without exception, the tyrant then comes in and just goes on a killing spree.
That's
Look,
right.
Get more guns, get more ammunition. They're not going to get us. This is free. We honor God here for the most part, even though they put in your face these child abusers, that is not the norm. And we do have a free nation at this point. We still can move about at will without the track and trace that they'd like to put on us.
That's right, so far. And we need to resist CBDC, FedCoin, et cetera, obviously. Yeah. Once we're on that plantation, there will be no escape. But you make a great, great point. And that's the fact that this tyrant in chief, the puppet president, is coming after the guns. He's about ready to sign an executive order to take the AR-15s. That's what he'd like to do. But we have a little thing called states' rights. So that's why I'm getting down to this red versus blue thing. The states that actually stand for the people in the Constitution will nullify any tyrannical legislation or executive orders coming from D.C., that swamp, that corporate swamp. All right, one more screen share here before we get to the goods. I want to share a really startling tweet with you about cancer. We're going to talk about Quest for the Cures, final chapter, 9 episodes, guys. So I'm on this tweet. That's not where I meant to be, but we're going to talk about this too. The changes which are now in progress are going to be catastrophic to our purchasing power and our country, guys. Hyperinflation is probably on the way. But you know, Charlene, when Trump talks about the deep state, it's either the deep state or we the people. Either we defeat the deep state or they defeat us. He's talking not only about the swamp creatures in D.C., He's talking about the corporate whore media and the corporations like Budweiser. You mentioned this, and I think it's just absolutely worth digging into to get your ideas on this, especially since I played that clip from that nutcase lieutenant governor in Minnesota. So Bud Light, in some, they must have a brain tumor over there. The head of marketing must, he must need your help. He's probably got a brain tumor. He's not thinking right, because they hired this trans activist, Dylan Mulvaney, to be some sort of spokesperson for them. And this person doesn't even know what the Final Four is. They don't even know what March Madness is. They, he, she, whatever this person is, doesn't even know what sports is. And then they make fun of that, this person, Dylan Mulvaney, as this person drinks Bud Light. Are you kidding me? Do you think that there's a fraction of Bud Light's audience that is a trans person? I mean, what are they doing here if not self-destructing, or at the very least playing ball with the New World Order, the deep state?
You know, Liz Crokin, our good friend, tweeted something out, and I still need to reach out to her and say, amen, sister. She questioned that. She said, because you're right, the marketing, like, who in their right mind? Budweiser, the king of beers. Now, what are they, the queen of queers? I mean, this is crazy. I mean, this is what, she didn't say that. I just said that. But what she said was, with a marketing effort, who in their right mind would use that as marketing from a company that's been really well known worldwide? I mean, you know, at Christmas time, we see the Clydesdale horses. It's so beautiful. And, you know, it's all American beer. Are you kidding me? Like, what is that? What is someone holding a gun to their head? That's what she said. And you got to ask that question. What is going on at the top? There's something really off here, because no marketer in their right mind, and any company has to bring in the revenue. They've got shareholders and the payroll and all the things that they pay for as a company. You're going to be bleeding money, because you're right. Who's going to buy Bud Light now? I don't know of anybody. I saw a video, a tweet of Kid Rock shooting the Bud cans or whatever, saying, this is what I think of you. You know, I mean, nobody's going to be buying it.
Well, bars that's the point. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I should show that clip, though, because that Kid Rock, that's Bud Light's base. Not this trans guy, Dylan Mulvaney or whatever his name is. I mean, this marketing team over at Budweiser. But see, that's my point. They're playing ball with the deep state and the New World Order. That's what they're doing. They're willing to sacrifice their company, just like Adidas did. When Adidas is stuck with something like $500 million in Yeezy merchandise that they can't sell because they fired Yeezy for telling the truth about Hollywood and the music industry. See what I'm saying here? These companies are willing to self-destruct in service of the deep state and the New World Order.
Yeah, so there's got to be something up at the higher levels here. And we know that at the high levels of a lot of these companies, it is satanic. We see Balenciaga, you know, that was just revealed. And, you know, one of the family members of Gucci that follows us on Instagram, she's blowing the whistle on the abuse of children, which she was abused, and she's helping other children that are abused. And she's talking about the Gucci brand here. This is her name. But we see that at the top of these companies, there's something very dark, and it involves pedophilia. It involves abusing children. It involves all of these crazy things that we're seeing. So it seems that they're willing to let their brand die for their God, which is not the God of heaven and earth. It's not Jesus Christ, that's for sure. And, you know, they call him Lucifer, the light bearer. We see what's going on with CERN. I'm sure that you've seen some of that stuff and those weirdo get-togethers that they've got going on with goblins and ghouls coming together and just ritualistic satanic content. They do this in the dark, and they're tapping into some kind of a dark power, but they're tapping into a power that's fading and that's already been defeated. And they don't know that, you know, they've been deceived. But there's something very dark at the top of these corporations that are literally committing suicide as a brand.
Hey friends, just a quick break and a word about our sponsor. I think most of you know that de-dollarization has begun, but most of your friends, neighbors, and colleagues probably don't. The dollar's dominance is fading by the day. China, Brazil, India, Japan, even France have announced they're moving away from dollars as the major trade unit. The writing's on the wall, and these are scary times. But do you know who are the ones who are not afraid? The people that have invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. So do your own due diligence. But I myself own precious metals. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. And if you like silver, that's an option too. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth now. And if you qualify, you can bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
But there's something very dark at the top of these corporations that are literally committing suicide as a brand.
Couldn't agree more. And there's a spirit of the Antichrist that has really taken hold in this country. And, you know, when I refer to the Bolshevik Revolution, I'm not saying that tongue in cheek. I'm not saying that hyperbolically. I'm saying that with true intent. We are on the cusp of real nightmares in this country because we can now see that the leftists are foaming at the mouth. They are even now openly screaming against Christ. I mean, they are going the extra mile to make sure people understand that they hate Jesus Christ in the Bible. So with that said, I forgot you lived in Tennessee. So I jotted that down when you mentioned it. Tennessee, very interesting things happening in Tennessee. Can you describe what happened at the state capitol just the other day? Maybe it's still ongoing, but it involves basically what I'm saying, these brainwashed young people who are essentially now the new Bolsheviks, the American Bolsheviks.
Yeah, it's really sad what's happening to the kids. And yeah, they came to the Capitol and it wasn't like January 6th. Now, I was at DC. I had, as you know, the only permitted stage lawfully there at the Capitol. We had the ellipse where the president was and a lot of other people, and they marched down to the Capitol. We were there on a stage separated from the Capitol building. I think from there was the senators and congressmen. I think it's a Ryman. We were behind there on our stage. And that day was really a lot of patriots were singing, you know, patriotic songs, waving flags. And literally the police opened up the Capitol door and gave people a tour. I didn't go inside because I was busy managing our stage. But that was very calm. We did see some Antifa members, which they took those videos down. We posted that stuff. They took it down. They confiscated other people's videos that revealed that, you know, they did that. So that was not the insurrection. And we know that now. We've got the proof in the videos. Tucker's done a great job. But to Tennessee, those people, that was kind of an insurrection. And as I learn more information about that, because again, I'm connected to the legislators here, just went out to dinner with one of our senators and some freedom activists and leaders in writing legislation. They did come to the Capitol. They were very angry and they were bullying the police, fighting physically with the police to get in. And they did get in, and they didn't get in by being let in. They forced their way in. And here's the sad thing with the kids. They've been lied to from the time they're born. And you look at the cartoons that the kids are watching now, Blue's Clues. They're the little kids that are 1, 2, 3, 4 years old watching these cartoons. The parents are too busy to even invest time into looking at what their kids are looking at. So they're rolling out the rainbow flag. They've got drag queens. They're talking about gender dysphoria. And, you know, you may think you're a girl, but maybe you're a boy. And here's what you need to think about. So they're putting these thoughts in their minds very early on. And then the kids are scrolling on their devices. Their brains aren't even close to being fully developed. And so they're being spoon-fed. Instead of learning in real life, their brain's developing by cause, reaction, solution. You fall, you hurt your knee, you get up, you know, you can learn an herb can help you, or a dog, pet a dog. No, they're just being sitting there like the Matrix, that something is plugged into their brain. They're just looking at images and thoughts, and they're being radicalized. And this is all on purpose. And as they go through elementary and if it weren't for COVID, Sean, we wouldn't even see what they're doing to the public school kids. This really did shine a light on the curriculum and the agenda going on there. But now we've got a whole generation of kids that are now in high school and entering college that are akin to orcs. And when I was a young mother, Brianna, she's 22 years old now, and Bryce is going to be 21 tomorrow. And I just had a vision from God, just an impression on my heart as I prayed for our country on the National Day of Prayer and where I was going to put the kids to Christian school. And God said homeschool. And I thought, that's crazy. What? I don't know if I have the patience. And God was like, I'll give you everything you need, including patience. I'm God. And I was like, okay, yeah. So I started praying about curriculum, and God just really opened up the floodgates of information for me. It was amazing. But that day when I was praying, it was like God showed me, when your children grow up after being educated, really educated at home and protected from the evil that is happening in these public schools, you're going to see such a clash on those two cultures of kids that have been poured into by God himself, being educated and loved at home and protected from these ideologies that are so destructive that I didn't even know was there at the time. Today, oh my goodness, we've got the kids at the Capitol here in Tennessee. We've got them marching in the streets and accept the transgender stuff. We've got kids marching out of their high school because the transgenders are not being respected. This was a well-coordinated effort and plan, but God has another plan. And remember, Sean, God wins. We've got four beautiful children who are ready to do whatever God calls them to do. And we're not the only ones. There are a lot of young people that will stand and not bend a knee, like we saw with BLM, and we had some military people bending their knee. That was kind of crazy during these COVID years. But there are kids that are growing up now that are ready to stand and fight the good fight honorably for the honor of God and for the glory of our beautiful nation. And back to Donald Trump, I think he's a great leader. And I think that the base is now awake. Christians will not take this, and God wins.
Let me just say, I really admire you for homeschooling your kids. I mean, what a lucky person you are to have done that. Let me just say that much. Because the kids that we're describing, these American Bolsheviks, they are now programmed to burn down the cities when hyperinflation comes. I just want people to understand. I don't know if I'm going to have time to get to it, but right now, Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and even Japan are de-dollarizing. Okay, what that means for the future of the world's reserve currency is nothing good. And what it means to us, the American people, and our purchasing power is absolutely catastrophic. So people need to prepare. Maybe we can do more about that here in this call. But these kids are being programmed to be Bolsheviks. And I think it's all on purpose. You know, I just want to also mention, guys, I watched an episode of the John Oliver show, that HBO show with John Oliver. I forget what it's called. Y'all can go find it, search it out. I would recommend people watch the latest episode because he spends about 15 minutes on the state of the penitentiary system in this country, and it's absolutely pits of hell stuff. A lot of these people, some of whom are nonviolent, end up in solitary confinement.
Generally, it involves isolating people for 22 to 24 hours per day in small cells with minimal contact with others and with little or no access to reading materials or radio and TV. And even if that is pretty much what you assumed, there are additional elements to solitary that you might not expect, like the fact that some cells are lit around the clock and that there can be a near constant sound of banging, screaming and moaning. Frontline spent 4 months filming in a solitary confinement unit and released a video just of the noise. And here is just 20 seconds of it. Holy shit! How are you supposed to think in there, let alone sleep?
Also, young people, I'm talking about teenagers, they're also being held in solitary confinement. These prisons are now absolute torture systems, and they are absolutely destroying. By the way, we've got, I think, the largest population of people in prisons in the world. I'm just painting the picture that corporate prisons, this entire corporatized system, is designed to destroy us from within. And my heart goes out to these poor folks. Just go watch that show, guys. If you don't know what living in solitary confinement is, imagine 23 hours a day with nothing to read, nothing to watch, no one to talk to in a 6-foot by 9-foot cell. I cannot think of a better example of torture. All right. I know that's a rant here, and I don't like John Oliver, but he did a good job on that particular piece. All right. I'll do another screen share here. As we round out the conversation, guys, three more things. So India knows the truth about what Pfizer was up to. So does Edward Dowd. And then we're going to talk about turbo cancer, which is an excellent segue into the new documentary series, Quest for the Cure's Final Chapter. Charlene, I beg your pardon. We're going to listen to a minute and 22 seconds of truth coming from this knowledgeable woman in India.
Pfizer never came to India despite our hugely lucrative market. You know why? Two reasons. One, the Indian government insisted on a local trial, which Pfizer flatly refused. Second, Pfizer insisted on legal immunity, which the Indian government flatly refused. Pfizer lobbied very hard to change our laws, but our government did not relent. Many thought leaders were roped in to put pressure on the government. It was said government should work out logistics to make Pfizer vaccine available. What logistics is he talking about? To change our laws, to protect the pharma companies. All major markets, US, Australia, Brazil, all of EU granted this legal immunity.
All right, I'll pause it there. Y'all know the story. So Pfizer, Moderna, they got legal immunity from their crimes. So when they spike their quote-unquote vaccine, which is really a bioweapon, with spike proteins and it causes blood clots and heart attacks and instant death, nobody is held accountable. By the way, guys, if the USA fails, find the escape hatch. And there are very interesting things going on in El Salvador because they actually elected an honest president who cares about people. But this brings me to Ed Dowd's book. I should think it's called Cause Known, because it was Pfizer's bioweapon that's causing strokes, heart attacks, and people to die suddenly. And maybe you didn't know this. You ready for this, Charlene? Turbo cancer. Right. Turbo cancer. Let me scroll down. Oh, by the way, a great photograph makes you feel something. Let that
I love that. You know, I snagged that from you and put it on my Telegram channel, because when I had my Instagram, my personal Instagram, I had that on that Instagram and they took it. So I was so glad to see that you posted it, to have it back. I agree. That's beautiful.
Well, I almost included three words with it, but I couldn't decide on the first word. This word: determination, loyalty, passion. I don't know, but this word would be love and this word would be respect. A great photograph makes you feel something. I think that one deserves a Pulitzer. It won't get it because we live in a banana republic. All right, here's the tweet I wanted to share. Turbo cancer brought to you by Pfizer. This comes from William Makis, MD. I want to reach out to this guy. I believe he's Canadian. Turbo cancer after COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. First published case of turbo cancer was a 66-year-old man with two Pfizer jabs who developed T-cell lymphoma. Doctors gave him a Pfizer boost before chemo, and his lymphoma spread like wildfire. Here was his lymphoma on September 8th. His criminal doctors gave him a Pfizer vaccine booster on the 22nd of September. A week later, his cancer exploded. It's all over his body. He's terminal. This man will not survive. That, my friends, is brought to you by Pfizer. Probably a good segue to your cancer documentary.
Yeah, this is very troubling. As you know, we were canceled for the last 3 years completely and entirely because our content was saving too many lives, both in the cancer realm and people not taking the vaccine because they were learning the truth about this vaccine causing cancer and a lot of other issues such as myocarditis. Now little babies in utero are having heart attacks because their mothers are getting the COVID shot. It is shocking what we're seeing. Cancer is on the rise, and it's the term turbo cancer is, you just explained why it's called turbo cancer. It's just been warp speeded. The cancer just grows like a wildfire, and the COVID shot is like gasoline on a fire to the cancer. And so it's a real problem. We're hearing from a lot of people all over the place. And our goal has always been, Sean, to get the information into the hearts and minds before they get the diagnosis, because if they have the information that we've been able to put together before they get the diagnosis, if they get the diagnosis, their attitude will be completely different. They won't be pushed easily into fear and into the conventional treatments that have killed a lot of people, including seven of our close family members, from Ty's father to his mother. They will take the time to decide, pray about, and look through all of the plethora and cornucopia of really advanced healing modalities that are available to us, and the doctors and the clinics using these healing protocols. There are things you can do at home. People who have watched our films throughout the world, a lot of these people with stage four cancer, including Roger Stone's wife, Nidia. We had the privilege of standing with him and with Nidia at finding a winning solution for her. And today she's cancer free. It took her 5 months from being stage four to being cancer free. She's one of many people that the doctor said, you're not going to make it. Get your affairs in order. I don't think they said that to her, but we hear from people that doctors have said that to. And they watched our films and they learned what to do, and they did it successfully. God designed our bodies so remarkably that it's a wonder any one of us are alive with the onslaught of the chemicals, the chemtrails, the fluoride in the water, the GMOs, the poison in our food, now the shots, and people out there getting booster after booster. It's a shock that any baby with all of the chemicals, and this was back in 2001, I believe, the cord blood of babies were studied, and they found upwards to 249 chemicals in that blood that were carcinogenic chemicals. That was 20 years ago, or 20 years ago. Can you imagine how many more we'd find today because it's worse? It's a wonder that anybody's even born in this chemical soup. But But that's a testimony of the power of the body, the power to heal God has put into creation, into our bodies. So what we've done with our film, with this film and everything else that we've done, and we're, by the way, airing it free. Sean will have the link for you. Yeah, it's right there. Truthaboutcancer.com is our main website. I encourage you to sign up for our free newsletter because they censor us big time. But our film is now in episode 8 of 9. And spoiler alert, we're going to go ahead and run all of the episodes absolutely free. You can click in and watch whatever you want. That's coming. And so we encourage you to watch and to share because we've got to save lives. They're hiding our content. We were canceled on 5 of our Twitter channels in a nanosecond after Hologram Biden called us dangerous. We're on the Disinformation Dozen list, badge of honor, by the way. But we are back on 2 channels, but they've taken most of our followers away. That's the handles are at TTAV official, I think. And the other one is Ty Charlene B. Most of our channels are still gone and most of our followers have been blown up. I don't know what's going on there, but that was one place we shared information. All of our videos were on YouTube. We had the Truth About Vaccines and the Truth About Cancer. We had many, many millions and millions and millions of views, even though they were censoring us, and hundreds of thousands of subscribers there. They blew that up too. So our content is harder to find, but if you follow us, you'll find it. And right now you've got to click in to watch our film because it just might save your life and it might save someone you love. And we encourage you to share it with everybody. Help us to fight the censorship. Sign up for the texting list so we can send you the direct links to every episode to your phone. You click in, you watch on whatever device you choose, and you want to share it with your parents, with your loved ones, with your children, with your family members and friends. We've got to stick together. We've got to help each other to get this information into each other's hands. That's the only way we're going to win. Just say no to the tyrants and share life-saving information from our content and our films to every video. I love being on this show with you, Sean. Your shows are so informative. And so I'm sure everybody out there has friends that have not yet seen Sean's show. So share the show, share these videos. We've got to do this in order to save America.
Well, thanks for that. I appreciate you. I like having you on too, because you're a gamer. You can always roll with the punches no matter what I say or where I go. You've got the knowledge to really have a conversation. And I think that's the key, right? If we want to remain free, boy, the ship has sailed so much because of Rockefeller education. That's why I commend you for homeschooling your kids. They're probably actually educated. And that's what we're up against. We're up against brainwashed fools that don't know any better. So they're going to help burn down our precious republic because they don't value the Bill of Rights and Constitution or the Bible. And that is heartbreaking. I think it's happened throughout civilization time and time again. Nations rise, nations fall. We really, really, really have our backs up against the wall if we're going to save our republic. Because look, final few minutes we have left together. They targeted you. They targeted me. They targeted lots of other people on YouTube on, what was it, October 15th, 2020, the purge happened. So dozens, hundreds of channels purged by YouTube without cause, without warning. And I think before that, they targeted Alex Jones. Well, since then, they've targeted Ye for speaking truth about Hollywood and the music industry. And now they're targeting their opposition, the number one candidate for president, the former president, Donald J. Trump. So I just want to come full circle here and say that I am not being hyperbolic when I call these people Bolsheviks. That is what they are trying to spark here, an American Bolshevik revolution, Charlene. So we need to be on guard and we need to get the word out. If we're going to save the republic, boy, it just leaves me speechless. If we're going to save the republic, .. Maybe you can give us a final word.
Yes, absolutely. As long as there's breath in our bodies, we're going to continue to push forward life, truth, and action. And the action is share this video, watch our film, pray for the United States of America, pray for Donald Trump, pray for the leaders that are really doing this for the right reasons. I mean, at the end of the day, we know God wins. God has a plan. He's had it set from eternity past. And ultimately, the win is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We're going to spend forever with him if we put our trust in him. Repent, turn from this world and the things of this world, put our trust fully in him. He's going to be the one to take us all the way home to heaven. We can't do that ourselves. We need him to do that. But we also need him to save our country. And the formulation is laid out clearly in the Bible. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, turn from their sins and pray, then I would hear them from heaven and I would heal their land. I mean, are you out there praying? earnestly praying, even fasting and praying, seek God with your whole heart. And if, you know, reading through the Bible, that's one of the things that we do in our home education. I read through one chapter at a time. We just finished Nehemiah. We're getting into Esther. I love the book of Esther, so I'm super excited about that. But the Old Testament, we see time and again, you're right, nations rise and they fall, and they rise and they fall. And Israel, they came together under Joseph's leadership, under Pharaoh, to save the world when they went through the drought. You know the story, love Joseph. But when he died 400 years later, they're in slavery because the new Pharaoh didn't know Joseph, didn't understand what he had done, and now he's feeling threatened. So they're in tyranny, total tyranny. Well, God sends Moses. Moses leads them out into the wilderness. They form Israel. They take over the ungodly countries. They populate, and they promise to obey, and then they disobey, and they get really bad, and they want a king, and then that king is bad. So they bring in David. David's a great king. Then his son's a big, you know, he just fails at the end of his life. So the kingdom is split. And we see the ungodly kings. The word of God is not getting out. The kingdom is doing really terrible things. And so they fall into captivity. But no matter how bad it got, and Hezekiah was a great king, but his son Manasseh was so evil. They did the Molech child sacrifice, all that crazy stuff. This is God's people doing this. God had Manasseh taken by hooks. He was taken captive, but he granted that king repentance. And that was, he was doing some serious evil stuff. He was worse than the kings of the world. He was bad, but he repented and God heard him from heaven. He forgave him and he healed the land and he brought blessing on the people. Do you see that happens again and again? This is history 101. And so the best thing, the number one thing that everybody out there can do is turn fully to God, because only God can turn this around and he can turn it around. Remember, demons scream the loudest just before they're exercised. Join us in praying for the United States of America, praying for Donald Trump, praying for your family. Let's just say no to tyrants and stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Oh, amen. See, that's why I wanted to give you the last word, the inspirational last word. But of course, I'm a loudmouth, so I can't stop there. One more comment. You mentioned kings. You mentioned Moloch. I want to remind people that the emails that were given to WikiLeaks, they came from Seth Rich, guys. That was not Russian hackers. Kim.com knows the truth about that. He offered his testimony to the former head of the DOJ, and they ignored him. So in those emails, Hillary Clinton said, you could argue she was joking. I think she's actually a practicing witch and was not joking. She said, I think I'm going to go into the backyard and sacrifice a chicken to Moloch. So see, we still got the same people, the same bloodlines in control today. That's why we're feeling this absolute spirit of the Antichrist in our own nation. And one last word about kings. Joe Biden is the dog king. If y'all don't know what a dog king is, just go research that. Joe Biden is the dog king. It's all part of the humiliation ritual. Hey, Charlene, when does Quest for the Cures premiere?
It's actually premiered now. It's being aired live now. So at the time of the person clicking in to watch this interview, when it first goes live, I believe we'll be in episode 8. Then we'll have episode 9 the next day, but we will go into a replay weekend this weekend. So all of the episodes will be live up free. So I encourage the viewer to click the link here below and sign up to watch and share it with everybody you know. Together, we're going to save a whole lot of lives.
Amen. All right, guys, the link is below. Click on it and enjoy. Our guest has been Charlene Bollinger. Thank you so much, Charlene.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. God bless you. God bless your family and friends. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, a special thanks to our Subscribe Stars. Those numbers are dwindling, guys. Something got updated at Subscribe Star. I heard the same thing from Vincent over at Red Elephants. He lost like 100 Subscribe Stars overnight. I lost about 75. So I don't know what's going on there, but if you want to support us, please head over to Subscribe Star, Real SGT Report. I'll try to remember to leave a link below. And for real news every single day, guys, visit us for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those Mockingbird mainstream New World Order lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
The current medical establishment and you know, bureaucracies, they're doubling down on vaccines and pushing more drugs. All these other virtual care companies that are out there, they're Pez dispensers and vending machines for big pharma.